Joining us live is Perry Link, a professor, UC Riverside, distinguished professor and China expert. Thank you so much, Professor, for joining us. This is an extraordinary series of events now over the past few days, given Xi's expanding command of the country, isn't it?
Yes, I wouldn't have predicted it. It is extraordinary.
So now, what does it mean going further? I mean, does it, you know, Xi, does it put further clamps down, or does it possibly exponentially show command moving to Taiwan policy? What are the ripples from this?
Chinese society is repressed, and the kind of frustrations and complaints that ordinary people feel are kept under wraps. When something like this happens, the effect is to let everyone who hears about it vicariously express complaints that have been underneath for a long time. That's why it's dangerous to Mr. Xi, and that's why it spreads so quickly across China. So, and I can't say what Mr. Xi will do except to say for sure that he will crack down. In 1989, when the last time that the central government was confronted by something like this, they exercised a deliberately conspicuous massacre whose aim was not just to kill some people, but to show the whole country that we can. That is the kind of bottom line measure that people in China know is available and is used to intimidate and could still... There will
be. Professor, how secure is he in his power structure? I mean, he seems to have firm grip. Is he secure there?
He's very secure on the surface, but inside, no. In that system, you always look to your superior to see whether you're going to be promoted or rewarded, except at the very top, where there is no superior. And therefore, the rivals at the top who could vie for the superior position are eyeing one another. This is not just contemporarily. This is for decades, the communist system in China has been this way. And it's that way for Xi Jinping. So he needs to be aware that if he does a mistake, quote unquote, that's the technical term for it in the communist jargon, that he could be attacked for it. And if handling COVID turns out to be a mistake, then it might be that his regime falls, not that the regime as a whole falls, but that his rule of it falls. So inside, he always feels that kind of insecurity. And when these street demonstrations pop up, it only exacerbates them.
Yeah. Now these, and of course, these are large. Does it reflect on how he moves forward on COVID zero? It seemed that he was loosening a bit. So this is. I understand the protesters wanting to protest what happened with the fire, but does this risk being counterproductive?
Does what risk being counterproductive?
May he clamp down further? May he go, you know, COVID zero and really not relax what he looked like he was going to do?
No, what I meant when I said he's sure to clamp down is not that he will make the policy any stricter, because it's already at zero. He can't really tighten that. But he can send the plainclothes police out to find who was at these demonstrations, invite them for a chat, they call it inviting to tea, advise them that they shouldn't do this or they might be in trouble, threaten them if they don't listen. Do you really want to keep your job? Do you really want your children to be able to go to the local school? This kind of thing. That kind of on-the-ground granular repression is sure to happen. I'm 100% sure that that's happening right now. Whether or not it'll change the policy, I'm not sure. The policy's already at zero.
Right, got it. Okay, Professor, thank you. We are out of time. I really appreciate your time, though. Professor Perry Link, distinguished professor at University of California.